Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Up in the USA this morning?
I did. Yes.
Oh,
I do every morning.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Yeah, another day and another day here. Pretty special. We love that. Hi, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Action-packed show today. We're going to chat with Kevin Pfeiffer about a big... he's America's land auctioneer, you know, but today he is America's oil field service equipment auctioneer. Because Williston today... Big sale starts in less than an hour, so we'll get an update on that. Governor Doug Burgum is going to be here to talk about something I think is rather exciting. The creation of the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Do we need this or do we need that?
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
A Border That's Strike exciting. Force. Exactly
yeah.
right.
Very exciting.
Now, great idea, great concept. I'm very anxious to hear what it means, what the application will be, and how it will help the problem.
Yep.
But I'm very excited that we're actually talking about one, so it's great. So the governor will be here to explain that, and then you can weigh in a little bit on that. Mike Lindell will be here, the inventor of MyPillow. Is any conversation with Mike Lindell ever boring? Ever?
Ever?
Yeah.
No.
And so we're looking forward to the can-do kind of guy. I read a story in the New York Times yesterday, and I said, oh, boy, victory must be near.
There we go.
Because they are, well, I read parts of it on the air yesterday. You know, supposed journalism masquerading as nothing but a bunch of heaped on...
Wokeness.
Wokeness, there you go, exactly right. And dripping with opinion and disdain and everything else. But same thing they did about the Hunter Light laptop, you know? And then they kind of come around, so I see that as victory is very possibly near. We're talking with our friend Doug Hilly, rancher south of Mandan, Chimney Butte Ranch down there by St. Anthony. Find out how the dig out is going, and also give you an update on landowner efforts regarding the siting of a pipeline. And conversations are happening there. They got a gathering tonight in Mandan at the Baymont Inn, so we'll talk with him about that. John Hinderrocker is going to tell us about the effort to get $9.2 billion in Minnesota coffers back to Minnesota taxpayers. Novel concept that you have too much money and you actually give it back. But you have to have a rally. You have to take your Saturday and go to these things, as I'll be doing along with Jason Lewis and others. K-Fly is going to be there too, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to your home state to save your home state.
My what?
You know. Your home state.
Against my will.
Yeah, I realize that.
Just so you know.
But we have to take our Saturday to go try and wake up the governor down there and have a whole sea of people on the steps of the state capitol at 11 a.m. on Saturday and say, no mas, enough of this stuff. And Dave Nering is going to join us on the program today. Let's start talking a little bit about what the latest is in coal country, what's happening there, and the impact it has in our Energy Matters segment today. So, as you can see, we got a busy program all loaded up. Let me welcome Kevin Pfeiffer here because he's got to get to it. They are going to be starting in less than an hour at 5309 Saddle Ridge Circle in Williston today. And I am looking at construction equipment, skid steers, tools and shop equipment, vehicles, trailers. I mean, my gosh, you've got a lot of stuff here today. Kevin, tell us about what you got planned.
Hey, Scott, thanks for putting me on this morning. Where I'm standing right now, just on the north edge of Williston, North Dakota, I'm looking at 8 oil wells, and all of them are pumping. You want to fuel the world, let's do it up here in this part of part of North Dakota. I think we have enough energy up here to make America self-sufficient, just like we were a number of years ago. But today, I don't want to get into the circumstances as to why the Spider Oilfield Service Company is selling today. It's an unfortunate deal with cancellation of contracts and things like that. But this young man that owned this business, he did it right. He's got 11 Ford 450 and 550 service trucks with low miles. You can't even buy these. If you ordered them today, it would take a year to get them or more, Scott, because of the supply chain issue. A number of these have cranes on them, welders, generators, and those types of things. Low miles, 50, 60,000 miles on these Ford F550s and 450s. We have 11 of them today, and they're all 19, 20, and 21 models. We have three skid steers that are in the best shape of any skid steers we've sold in a long time. 2019s and 18s, the F770, TF70 models. And then we also have telehandlers, big trailers, 40-foot triple axle tandem trailers, 32-foot trailers, all kinds of other backhoes and pieces of equipment. We're going to be selling two rings here pretty much all day. I know it's too late for a lot of people to get here, but we go live online at 12 noon. 12 noon at pipers.com if you're interested in any of this. And, Scott, you know probably better than anybody. You get up in oil country, a lot of equipment gets beat up pretty bad in about 3 or 4 years. But most of this equipment is new or only 2 to 3 years old. Phenomenal shape, actually. Unbelievable that it's in this great a condition. So this is a great opportunity. 12 noon online. Go to pipers.com.
All right. 12 noon or 10 a.m.?
Well, the sale starts at 10 a.m. with offline items. So we are starting at 10 a.m. Central Time. For 2 hours, we're going to sell offline. But at 12 noon Central Time, we're going to be selling online. So if you cannot make the auction, go to pipers.com, get registered, and you can bid online on all these bigger items.
And I would say it's not often that you get a chance to bid on, you know, items as new as this. I mean, as you say, the 2020, 2019s, low mileage on the F50s, but I see a 2017 Cat backhoe. I see 2020 Big Tex trailers. So this stuff is, this is new. So bidding online, you know what you're getting there. 12 noon online, well, and otherwise, go ahead, Kev.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, when dealers start calling you, when you have implement dealers and car dealers calling you to buy equipment online, what does that tell you? It tells you they got a backlog in their own inventory, right? So when you start looking at these newer types of trucks, pickup trucks and trailers and that type of thing, you know that there's pretty something special here at this site.
Yeah, in 2018 and 2019 Bobcat skid steers, you know what you're getting there with the A770s and the S770s, the T770s. So this is the unbelievable lineup, so that'll be great. Noon online, and you just go to pipers.com and connect that way to get online, right, Kevin?
Yep, exactly. Go to pipers.com, and then we're going to pack up tonight, and we're going to go to Dickinson tomorrow, Scott. We have two land auctions in Dickinson tomorrow in Stark County, cropland, pasture land, and hunting land, too. So, again, those are all going to be online at 10 o'clock Mountain Time or 11 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. So, busy couple of days for our staff here, but we're excited about what we're offering as far as equipment and land here in the next 30 hours.
And again, 45 minutes from now, they start on-site at 5309 Saddle Ridge Circle in Williston for the two rings starting at 10 a.m. and then the noon online auction at pipers.com. Mm-hmm. How are land prices doing these days? We haven't talked to you in a while about that. What's read the tea leaves for me, Kevin.
Well, you know, land values last year were up about 30%. In Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, land values, again, this year have risen again sharply. So we're probably seeing already a 12 to 15% increase in land values in 2022. You know, as inflation continues to go up, we're seeing a lot of increase in land values. It's highly likely we're going to create another double bottom here in the next 12 to 18 months on land. We did that back in 14 and 15. And then when it dropped 20% in 16, 17, we created that double bottom on land prices. And, you know, we're probably in an era now where we're going to constantly see this increase in farmland values, at least here in the next 2 or 3 years.
It's amazing. When you're up 30% last year and you're still seeing 12 to 15% increases this year. From time to time, I hear from folks that say, you know, these mega land buyers like, you know, you know, whether it be Ted Turner, whether it be the former owner of Microsoft, Bill Gates or others. Are you seeing seeing any of those out of state big land buyers?
You know, we've
kicking tires
we've been
here.
Involved with some of, we've been involved in some deals with some of the largest land buyers in the country, but still 99% or more of all land purchases are basically your operators. 75% of all buyers today are farmers and ranchers. 25% are investors. But really, the big guys like Bill Gates and Ted Turner, they grab the headlines, but really, when it comes to all land, think about it. North Dakota has 40 million acres alone, 24 million acres of cropland, and 16 million acres of grass and pasture land. So, they represent such a minute amount of land that those big investors buy. It's mostly going to farmers and ranchers and your day-to-day investors. And by investors, I mean people, they're not walking out of the Wall Street office in downtown Manhattan. Investors are people who could be another farmer in Iowa. It could be somebody in Minneapolis that used to live in Logan County or McIntosh County or Cass County. So those are your typical investors, people who have a tie back to that home county.
Yeah, that is a good point. And also good to know that that hasn't changed in our neck of the woods. Kevin, good luck today. And we'll talk again soon. Have fun, Dickinson, tomorrow, too. Kevin Piper, Pipers.com, folks. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wednesday Wheels, always a good bargain from our friends at Puckless, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Don't forget, I love coming to your farm or your ranch, and we bring free lunch too. So text me 701-367-2054 if you'd like a visit from the Puckless Trail Boss in your farm or ranch. Been a busy time on those ranches of late. Maybe we can help a little bit. Extra hand, if nothing else. And our friends at Paco's also have some great deals. Pre-owned 2018 Buick Encore Essence here. Excellent miles per gallon. Whole family can fit in there. Only 30,000 miles on this rock-solid turbocharged four-cylinder. The color exterior is a Winterberry red metallic with ebony leather-appointed interior. Full of features like the keyless entry, the backup camera, the blind spot monitoring, and great safety features, all of them. Pucklich, the folks specialize in these local single-owner vehicles, have this today on the lot at $29,000. But if you say, hey, Scott sent me, I heard about this on What's On Your Mind, $28,000 even, so save $1,000. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and this one's at the Valley City store as well, right there on Main. Tell them Scott sent you. Governor Doug Burgum is here to tell us about an announcement yesterday related to the creation of the American Governor's Border Strike Force to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and the impact on all of this, the effects on this of illegal immigration all across states, including North Dakota. Governor, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Hey, this is a great idea. Tell us how it works, what it will do, what it helps.
Well, obviously, we know that the Biden administration's got it wrong on so many things, whether it's on inflation, taxes, Afghanistan, national security, energy policy. But I think the one that's most glaring where they've got it wrong has been on the southern border. And of course, there's really been no action. We haven't had the president or the vice president even visit the border in their 15 months in office. And so the governors, those of us that have been down there, that have sent National Guard down there, led by Governor Abbott in Texas and Governor Ducey in Arizona, who have gotten to know well through Republican governors meetings, these guys are saying, let's get together. And Arizona had had a border strike force since 2015, it was very effective, and so we modeled this after that. And we're 25 governors from around the nation are committing to be part of this thing. And I think, again, you saw the news that just this week, that in March, a month ago, highest number of apprehensions in 22 years, over 220,000 migrant encounters. And I know for my time down there with those courageous North Dakota guards, men and women that are down there, you know, that this might represent only a third of the crossing, the ones that are actually apprehended. And so it is the border is a sieve. And what's happening with that is the, not just the human trafficking, but really, I think the most glaring thing is the drugs, that are being brought in by cartels. And that this is a national crisis. Border security is national security at this point in time. And just in 2021, just last year, the Customs Border Patrol, through the work that they had, understaffed and under-supported by this federal administration, they still came up with 5,400 pounds of heroin, 97,000 pounds of cocaine, 190,000 pounds of meth, and get this, 11,200 pounds of fentanyl, which would be enough to, you know, kill an entire major metro area because it's so deadly. So this is the need is extreme, and federal government failing to do their job to protect the border. The governor said, hey, we should just do everything we can to try to protect our own states because it's not just Arizona and Texas that are affected. These cartels are moving these drugs and the human trafficking all across all 50 states. And so that's why we did it. And we're going to be sharing information, sharing intelligence with each other. And trying to, you know, work to see if we can break up some of this, which is really organized crime by the cartels, which is threatening our national security.
Now, clearly all 50 states and Canada affected by this, but does it surprise you that California and New Mexico didn't join in on this, two of the states that are affected the most by this?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty simple math there. Arizona and Texas, led by Republican governors, New Mexico and California, led by Democrat governors. And I think that Democrat governors are pressured to fall in line with the federal administration, you know, for fear of their own elections. Both New Mexico and California are up for election this fall. They're probably feeling that they've got it for political reasons. They're not really focused on national security or the safety of our citizens. I mean, over 100,000 people died last year of drug overdoses, a lot of those fentanyl-related. And so you'd have to say this is affecting all 50 states. But of the 25 governors that committed to do this, zero Democrats. Border states or not.
Wow.
So can you, as a strike force, stop entry? Can you just, have a human barrier down there, or increase efforts so that, the spots that are not covered, which are many, according to the folks we talk to, are manned? I mean, can that be a function of the strike force to say we're not going to let people in?
Well, it certainly could be. With increased manpower, there could be increased coverage, which could mean increased apprehensions. I think also it sends a signal that the door isn't as wide open as the Biden administration keeps advertising to people, but it is, because governors across the nation are, committed to making sure that the law, immigration laws are enforced and that illegal activity is enforced. And with the intelligence sharing, then that can go on between the state efforts between the states, then we're going to be able to also share information. The federal government is not sharing information with the states about the intel that they might be gathering on these cartels. They're trying to minimize what's going on at the border as opposed to actually be proactively and sharing it with state law enforcement and that would be involved in trying to, prevent overdose deaths, trying to prevent trafficking, trying to prevent both human trafficking and drug trafficking in all of our states. And so we can both work on the border crossings, but also on the impact of the border crossings with shared intelligence and coordination. And with that, I think we can continue to raise the issue with all the citizens of our country about the negligence that's going on by the Biden administration by not doing anything.
I only have about a minute left, Governor, but I'm curious. You've said before that you have asked to be notified if illegal immigrants are transported here. We had a report from someone at a local hotel, Baymont, in South Fargo, that they saw an unmarked van with young Hispanic males, masked, no jackets on, checking into the hotel over the weekend. Have you, to date, been informed of any illegal immigrant transports into North Dakota?
We have. We're obviously, when we hear reports like this, Scott, we dig into them, but we've got no verified sources that there has been actually activity like that happening in North Dakota. We've been very clear with the Biden administration that we don't have the resources to be able to support undocumented illegal immigrants, youth or otherwise, in our state. And so we do know that they are being transported to other states. I talked to other governors. I know that's being happening by federally funded non-governmental organizations that are doing that. But so far, none in North Dakota.
All right. The problem is well known to the average fifth grader out there and above. Obviously, the solutions are nice that the governors are banding together with this strike force. Good job, Governor. Thanks for joining it. And appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Senator Hovind, for visiting our North Dakota Guard.
You bet. Talk to me yesterday. That was great.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pequitch in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pequitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Capstone Classical Academy will provide your child with a tried-and-true method of education along with the formation of American citizenship. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo is now enrolling pre-K through 6th grade students and will add at least a grade per year thereafter. The classical method provides children structure that rewards self-control and personal diligence. Students thrive as they meet a higher standard in the classroom. Find out more at capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and it held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10 to 1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there is no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid Bounty Hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I like what Governor Burgum just told us about this border strike force. One, it's doing something, right? It's actually saying, okay, we know the problem. Everybody knows the problem. And I think there's very few of us that think this is sort of just unintentional bungling. This is...
No.
And what's amazing to me is this is a political ploy by the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
Thought to be seen as kinder, gentler, and a reason for Hispanics to support them in higher numbers. Guess what's happening to the numbers, poll numbers among Hispanics?
Oh, he's in free fall.
They're plummeting.
Oh, no doubt.
They're
yep.
plummeting.
They were before the election.
So it's not working. But they're doubling down, I guess, hoping for more voters, ignoring the COVID impacts, ignoring all of the health impacts, ignoring, I dare say, as well, all the criminal
mm-hmm.
fallout of this, the fentanyl, the everything else, and they just, it's dangerous, it's disastrous, and they don't care. We all know that. A fifth grader can figure this out. What are we doing about it? What are the solutions? So this is a solution, and one that is trying to fill the void of the lack of federal leadership.
My only question is, what took them so long?
We're
near 2 years into this. It took you 2 years to get something going on this?
Well, it's not 2 years.
Well,
obviously, the Biden administration has done this. I think, we had troops there. We've had troops there for a good 6 months at least, right?
I'd have been on the phone the minute he signed that executive order to stack up the gear that, you know, Fisher and the crew had down there and not do a thing with it. It's like, no!
I'm glad it's happening.
I am,
however long it took to happen.
Well, there's that.
But second of all, I think when you have, 26 states?
26, yes.
26 states that say, Arizona, Texas, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
Yep.
It's harder to ignore.
Right.
And this is what we need to do. Senator Hovind there yesterday as well. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Every newspaper, I hope every radio, every television should be reporting on that. Senator Hovind is down there. He's talking to North Dakota Guard soldiers. Here's what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. This cannot be swept under the rug for Ukraine, Russia. This can't be swept under the rug for inflation. This needs to be front
can't
and center.
Can't be distracted.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's one more chance that it's on the minds of folks, and it's happening.
Here's a little...
take on it, and I want yours. 701-258-0550 to call us, 258-0550. Text us, 701 1-800-237-1590 or email me studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Ducey, who's the president of Arizona, kind of weighed in. Weighed in the big picture of this last night on the. With Martha McCallum.
Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do. Martha, I think the real story here is the crisis that's happening at our border and the way that the federal government is derelict in its duty. It's not supporting the men and women that are in law enforcement at the city level, the state level, or the county level, in addition to our fine men and women who are border agents and part of Customs and Border Patrol.
Does he sound like he's had it?
Yeah, I'd like to think he's had it. I you know, he's a lame duck governor that has been unimpressive in my mind. But, again, even when you're forcing, sort of the vanilla-ish governors to action, that's a good thing. Because he's talking about it on Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel. I hope CNN's talking about it. Why are you laughing?
You hope in one hand and... You know how that goes.
Well, but their new CEO is saying, hey, we got to get back to being a news outlet and not a political mouthpiece.
Too late.
It would be interesting. Is it too late? I mean, their ratings are in the tank or in the toilet. What's the worst that can happen to CNN if they became a news outlet again?
And speaking of which, maybe they're getting the message because here's a CNN story. And the headline is Joe Biden's numbers are collapsing among a group you really wouldn't expect. CNN. Young Americans have turned on Joe Biden. That's the shocking finding of a Gallup analysis of its polling over the breadth of Biden's term released this week. By the way, we know that Joe Biden was elected razor-thin margins in states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, right? We all know that. So when you have a razor-thin margin that elects the guy... And you have a huge margin of youngsters in this age group.
And you might have a little nefarious illicit activity going on in those markets as
there's
well.
There's that. We'll talk to Mike Lindell about that in a moment. But, Gen Z elected this guy by huge percentages, like 6 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the difference for him. But that number is now plummeted. Absolutely plummeted. And CNN even has to... Say, yeah, you're right. 39% now among Gen Z. Millennials down to 41% once at 60%. But wait, there's more. You ready?
Yeah.
Quinnipiac poll. This is, again, from CNN. Some wonders never cease. The poll released this week showed 21% of those aged 18 to 34 said they approved of the way the president was handling his job.
Wow.
58% disapproved. How about that? So he's in free fall. Now, I'd like to think the youth are getting it right. Charlie Kirk wrote a column about this in which he is applauding youngsters for getting this right.
You bet.
And I'd like to think he's right, but I have to tell you, there's a part of me that wonders if that's why the Biden administration is saying, we need to forgive student loans. They're going to hand out the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is what AOC and others are saying. They're saying, you're not doing enough for that age group of people. So what do you guys think it is? Is it youngsters awakening saying, this guy's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And the country that I'm going to call home for the better part of my years, is going to hell in a handbag, or are they saying they want more goodies? Which is it? Because that's why Biden's doing the whole student loan thing.
I have a question, and you probably have the same question, Scott, as the parents with college attending and college-bound children. Will then my child's tuition be covered, or does he have to take a loan out, get the loan, complete the education, and then you forgive it? Where does that stop and start would be one question I have. Because we're getting ready to pay quite a bit of money, and I'm just hoping that can...
But a student loan forgiveness.
Well, yeah, but can we...
So I think you already have to have the student loan.
In advance?
Yeah, good one.
You know, because there's a lot of college kids paying right now you know, they're taking loans out. Are those loans going to be taken care of in another couple of years?
Or? Should they, though?
No.
If a student says, all right, I would like an education, and I would like to take out a loan for that education, and I'm signing here. Seems to me it's an obligation no different than somebody buying a car or a house or anything else.
It's not.
So it's this is total pandering. I hope these youngsters in these polls showing a meager amount of Americans in that age group approving of the job Joe Biden is doing is a spark, a sign of that Ronald Reagan shining city on a hill, an awakening, rather than I want the free goodies. So, Charlie Kirk says in his column here, this was written for Human Events, there are some fairly obvious reasons as to why the age group of 18 to 34-year-olds might feel maligned. By varying measures, they are most suicidal. They are the most suicidal, alcohol-dependent, and depression-suffering generation in history. Before they can even get started in life, they've had their present and future wealth stolen by those who came before them, who've used government largesse to live too large. He says, never again do I want to hear the phrase, kids just don't get it. Kids are getting it, and according to this poll, they're getting it better than their parents. He says, I can tell you from personal observations taken all around the country, young people are far more likely to be heard chanting, let's go, Brandon, than their grandparents.
Thank you. I would 1,000% agree with that. Every young person in my sphere thinks like that and chants, let's go, Brandon. They all get it.
Rick in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Say, I was wondering, do you guys really believe that Biden's popularity or polls are going to matter at all? I don't know if he's going to be running in the next presidential election, and CNN may just be doing what they always do, is once they see somebody sinking, they just attack him with everything they have, and the next guy that comes up or gal will be the next coming of Obama or whoever.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have a theory. I have a theory on the Hunter laptop story emerging, where mainstream media is going, gosh, it was real, and reports of criminal investigations and everything. I think the Democratic apparatus realizes Joe Biden's a liability, and he's about to get thrown under the bus. So I don't think he's running again ever, and I think he's going to get his moment. Maybe it'd be best for you to step aside here. Don't forget, he's implicated in the whole Hunter laptop thing, too.
I'll be amazed if he makes it to 2024 myself, for whatever reason.
Yeah. Another Calvin Coolidge situation?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's got to be obvious to all of them. I mean, what's gotten better under Biden? Can you name me one thing?
I can't.
No, it's a sad mess, Rick. The only thing that makes it better is home cooking, and my friends at PetroServe USA did not disappoint today.
Well, grab and go?
You got to go for some comfort food, don't you, Todd, in times like this?
Oh, come absolutely.
I did the
4 for 4 yesterday. I was behind the guy. He had a to-go with the roasted chicken that they have in Glendon. Never talk about that. Oh, that chicken in Glendon is so good.
Right, it is. It is. Bismarck and Manda are known for the chicken, too. Swedish meatballs are a thing today. Glendon, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Valley City. You can add lasagna as a choice in Valley City. Also, bacon cheeseburgers today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's, 12th and I-29. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Comfort food is what we like to call it. Lasagna, downtown Fargo on MP Avenue. And Salisbury Steak in Yulin. Today, Wednesday, you buy 2 fresh-baked cookies, you get 1 free. Kevin mentioned the 4 for 4 deal. That is a hot stuff personal pan pizza, that 2 of the cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4. How's that for an inflation buster right there?
Right there.
When you go to the restaurant, you're going, what the heck happened to the price tag on this check here, for crying out loud? You don't do it when you order the 4 for 4 special. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you, okay? More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that guy. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers.
And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Much in the way of shady clouds of dust anywhere right now.
Best I can give you since we're going down on the ranch.
Yeah, there you go. We are going to go on the ranch in just a moment with our friend Doug Kelly, brought to you today by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota?
Really?
Water projects, every school, roads, bridges. What do you think funds all that, Kev?
Ha! I know what does in North Dakota.
ND Oil and Gas. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities everywhere in every corner of North Dakota. Our friend Doug Hulley is here. Doug, how'd you fare last week? I know we talked to you in the middle of the blizzard, and I've heard folks say, you know, now the stress on the cattle, especially you and calving season and others, lingers for a while. How you doing? Q? Can you hear me, Doug?
Yeah, we're good.
Doug, you hear me now?
There he is. Doug, you there?
Oh, I'm here.
There we go.
Did you hear my question by chance?
No, I did not.
Well, I'll try again. I said, how's things? I know it was pretty tough last week, and I also know that once you're out of the soup and you're able to feed your cattle again, the stress of 4 days of blizzard and not being able to get to them lingers into all kinds of areas. So just give me an update. Give me a report.
Things are looking better. The moisture was certainly welcome. We're blessed with it. It's been tough. We're looking the weekend with the wet weather. Everybody's pretty much out of dry spaces for their cattle at this point. And finding a dry spot out in the prairie would really be nice if we didn't have this rain coming. But we'll live with it. We'll get by. We'll do the best we can. I think most everybody's major concern at this point is what type of problems we'll have with sickness in the calves in another week. You know, it takes a week for pneumonia and scours and other things to develop. But even at that, those young cattle are so resilient. It makes you look at them and you think, you know, humans really are frail compared to what these animals can do. So,
yeah, that's pretty amazing.
But we're going to get through it. And, you know, I was thinking here while I was waiting for you to come online. You were telling me you were coming out for calving. Where the hell you been this last week? It would have been a good experience for you.
It would have. I should have timed it to be there in the middle of it. At least you had another hand. You know, I was so helpful last time. But, I enjoyed it.
My wife actually wants to experience the birth of a calf.
It's amazing.
To be a part of it.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is. First time I saw it was Chimney Butte Ranch. And, I wouldn't leave the barn because I wanted to see it down to the second, you know.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. As if you need anything else to worry about, I know that you have some concerns over the siting of a power line. You told us recently there was a gathering of a landowner's plan. That's tonight, right?
Right. We're planning, and anyone who's being impacted by this North Plains connector line is what they're calling it. And anybody who's gotten a letter or their neighbor has gotten a letter, they're certainly welcome to come to the Baymont Inn tonight and at 7 o'clock. And we're having a meeting. We're working with an attorney to form a group. There's been a group that's been forming from Montana coming east. And 2 weeks ago, I was with Scotty Bachmeyer and the group that they're forming in his part of the world. And they've got a group formed over on the Montana side. So this thing is coming together. We're having one tonight and in Mott tomorrow night at the fairgrounds on the east side of Mott. They're having a meeting tomorrow. And what it is, it's voluntary. You don't have to join if you don't want. But if you want to negotiate as a group, and there's strength in numbers in these things, it's either you against corporate America or we put together a group to get a fair deal. And we've had some conversations with them. The attorney that will be speaking tonight has had some conversations with them. So it's going to be enlightening, and we're giving an opportunity for people to join a group if they want a group, want to be part of the group. Those who joined the group that negotiated with Dakota Access were certainly much happier environmentally, financially, and liability-wise in the long run than those who didn't. The reclamation has been great on that line and everything, and we're looking to do the same thing. Money is not the first issue that we're looking at. It's how we're being treated as so-called partners, as they would like to treat us or call us. But we need to be treated fairly, and we have a lot of questions, and we want to do it as a group.
Well, yeah, I mean, and we love standing up for landowner rights here. This is a reality in North Dakota. A lot happening, whether it be pipelines or power lines or anything that are happening, and the partnership is said it well, integral to these things happening. And sometimes knuckleheads come in and just, you know, start off on the wrong foot, and it sounds like that's what's happened with this Northern Plains couldn't be played. It's just it makes no sense. So a good chance for a restart for everybody, right?
Oh, great, great. And again, tonight at the Beaumont Inn at 7, and tomorrow night at Mott at the Fairgrounds at 7. Thank you very much for your time, Scotty.
You bet. Beaumont is in Mandan, 7 o'clock tonight, and then Mott tomorrow night, Fairgrounds, 7 p.m. So I get there, get some information, make a good decision. Thank you, Doug Kelly. Praying for you and all our rancher friends out there. You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Clark is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Join Minnesotans from across the state at the Give It Back Rally, Saturday, April 23rd at the state capitol. It's our surplus. Give it back. Make your voice heard on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.